In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They had just witnessed one of his greatest miracles, the changing of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish into enough food to feed 5,000 men, plus women and children with plenty of leftovers. You would think that after seeing such a miracle, they would never question his divinity, his godness ever again. But within literally just hours of that miracle, the miracle we heard about last week, St. Peter and the other disciples are up to it again. Peter and the other disciples, you see, found themselves on a boat in the midst of a storm. They were all together, but their leader, their master, their rabbi, he was missing. Jesus, as you just heard, had sent them away in a boat while he stayed behind in a quiet place to pray. Like Jesus has done so often before, in the midst of this storm and in the midst of their great fear, Jesus comes to them. He comes to them on the water. He comes to them in their time of need. He comes to them appearing almost as a ghost. Having fed the multitudes, within just hours of this event, you would think that recognizing Jesus on the water would really be no problem for them. But this was a problem for those disciples, especially for St. Peter. And so we have St. Peter's very strange request in today's gospel. If it is you, Lord, have me come and walk on the water with you. Okay, Peter, says Jesus. If you want to come and play in the water, then let's go for a walk. And so Peter stepped out of that boat, and within just seconds, he begins to sink. But that, you see, was Peter's first mistake. Peter never should have gotten out of that boat. In fact, Peter never should have even asked the question, if it is you, then have me come walk on the water. No, a man of great faith would have seen Jesus walking on the water, and he would have believed without hesitation that this was the same man who had just fed the 5,000 plus. A man of great faith, he would have stayed put, knowing that Jesus was coming on the water to make all things well. But as you heard in the gospel, these were not yet men of great faith. Yes, they had seen his miracles. Yes, they had heard his teaching. And yes, they had even given up everything to follow him. But there was still a part of them deep down that couldn't quite believe all of it. There was still a part of them that was like all of us, like you and me, not quite ready to see Jesus for who he really is. So just how did they, those disciples, and how do we become men and women of great faith? Well, the answer comes in Peter's second mistake today. Peter's second mistake was that he took his eyes off of Jesus. There he is, walking on the water, walking toward Jesus, just as he had asked to do, when all of a sudden that storm whips up again. The wind is howling and the waves are splashing, And all St. Peter can do is look down at his feet. All St. Peter can do is see the waves and hear the wind and fear the storm. And so, dear friends, becoming men and women of great faith, or really of any faith at all, does not involve reading big, thick books of theology. It does not involve figuring out all the important Jesus stuff. Even the disciples didn't get it all. It does not involve experiencing some great miracle in your life. But becoming great men and women of faith, or even any faith at all, involves just one single thing. It involves keeping your eyes on Jesus. It involves not looking down and not looking around at all the storms in life. Because that is precisely what faith is. Faith is very simple. Faith means saying yes to Jesus, no matter how difficult the storms of our life may seem. Because the one who created this world, the one who spoke light into being, the one who filled the oceans and separated the heavens from the earth, he can calm the storms as well. And he will certainly come to us when we need him most. He may not always look the way that we think he ought to look, but trust that he is coming to make all things well. Keep your eyes on Christ and let the storms of life have their fun, because at the end of the day, Jesus will have the final word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.